You've entered the Networker Zone, the ultimate podcast for networkers in direct sales, network marketing, MLM, or any sales side hustle. You'll learn the skills for the how-to and the mindset to make it work from the author of over 20 best-selling books and over 25 years in the business. Here's your host, Keith Schreider.
All right, today in the zone, I have another awesome networker. Man, he's cranking it out on social media. He's got some really cool skills. Let's get right into it. Want to pick his brain is Rhett Newman. Rhett, welcome.
Thank you so much.
We've been having some fun even before we hit record. And the reason I reached out to you, number one, want to pick your brain on some skills, but also you've been doing a lot of Facebook Lives. Now, some people, they get terrified. Some people love live. Some people love video. Some people love writing. But why did you choose to use Facebook Lives to help build your business?
Well, one of the things, a good friend of mine, Boomy Moore, when I was in another network marketing company, he was teaching me a lot about doing network about doing video. Says if you put yourself out there on videos, a lot of people will recognize you and they'll hear your voice instead of you just putting just information out there on Facebook or spamming somebody. If they see your face and they see what you're doing, they're more than likely going to go check you out. I mean, check your link out and everything.
Okay. So you've seen, and I'm sure you've received a lot of different spam messages. Hey, we're in the same group. Let me spam you with my opportunity. You get any of those?
I get them about every day. You know, they're people. Yes. There's people that's wanting to get made investments mostly. They're wanting, then they're wanting you to buy leads. And me and Curry are kind of, are against, Curry Russell are kind of against that in a way.
Well, I guess you can build it organically.
Right.
So, I mean, when you hit record or go live, I should say.
Right.
Are you looking at one particular topic you like to do, or you just kind of whatever is kind of new in the market, or how are you focusing? Because a lot of people, okay, great, I want to do live, but what am I going to do? What's a path?
Well, what I try to do mostly is I try to connect with people. You know, like you'll see me sometimes I'll be driving in my car doing lives, Facebook Lives. Matter of fact, I did one last night. I just kind of have fun with it, you know. I try to shout out to all the people that watch me and so forth.
Okay. So your objection is to connect and then also recognize the people that have been engaging, whether it's, you know, comments or likes and things like that. So you're kind of building a following that way. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I'm building a following that way. I've built it up to 1,000 already in following by doing that, by going on Facebook Lives. I mean, it's free to go on. You know, you can go out there, you know, share what you're really having fun doing. And, you know, all the time, I mean, you want to talk about your business some, but you don't want to be on there every time.
Yeah, there's plenty of commercials in social media. We don't need to be another one.
Right. We don't want to be another one. Correct.
Well, one that I saw you do, and you had like a stop and think. Now, is that something that you, obviously it's a great attention getter, by the way, the stop and think, is that something you want people to stop and think and, you know, be a little bit more optimistic or be a little bit more forward thinking? Or what was your viewpoint on stop and think, that terminology that you used?
The stop and think on the terminology of network marketing is be careful what you post on Facebook. That you don't try to talk trash to other companies and stuff like that. You know, use the stop and think, you know, and I'll go through it right now. think means train yourself to look for potential prospects. H means own your own understanding. I means identify your potential prospects. And just like I said a few minutes ago, never talk bad about another company, about any company, never trash them or anything like that. And K, keep prospecting, keep having fun.
Well, I like the prospecting in the fun in the same sentence, because I think some people, they see it as it's hard or it's difficult, or they don't like it. And maybe they just haven't found a way that they feel somewhat comfortable doing it. But you mentioned that you have like the Icebreakers book. So obviously you've put that into practice. Now, obviously we keep things generic, but are there any, because you're, I believe, in like a nutritional background, are there any icebreakers that you like to use?
Yes. One of them I like to use is I just found out.
Okay. So that's more on the opportunity side. Do you focus mostly on opportunity, or are you kind of focus more on business building?
Well, we focus more membership side of it. We try to keep it simple.
Well, okay. That's a good point. The simplicity, I think, is where people stumble, because they believe they have to know every single thing. Now, it's good to have some skill. When you're getting someone started, are you kind of focusing on this is what to say, or are you kind of focusing on learn a little bit more, or just, you know, what is your go-to?
My go-to is I want to give them scripts. You know, I have like multiple scripts. You know, this is what I send them that worked, that got somebody to join.
Okay. So when you say multiple, so you can kind of give them options on what they prefer to say?
Correct.
Excellent.
Correct.
Cool. Well, that's easy.
But people make it so difficult, and we don't understand that.
Well, that's true. And a lot of times people, they have one script, and if they don't feel comfortable, they're not going to do it regardless of the payment. Let's be honest.
Like your dad would say, we're in the decision-making business.
Oh, yeah. And one live, you were kind of mentioning as far as inviting people. And I think so many times they go, okay, I'm not into sales, I'm not a salesperson, but you're really just inviting them, and they kind of make their own decision. Hopefully it's a yes, this isn't, and we want to be able to work that to our advantage. But how are you inviting people? Is it Facebook Lives, or are you going about your day? Because you mentioned that's obviously, and I believe that's a very important thing. You have nobody to talk to. Your skills don't matter.
Right. Skills don't matter. Well, how we're inviting people is I do a little bit of the Facebook Live, but I also go through and we send script. We message them on Facebook. We work the tool of Facebook Messenger for the most
part. Okay. All right. Excellent. So how are you engaging people? How are you starting the conversation? Are you asking them a question ahead of time? Are you, you know, putting on your icebreaker? What is your go-to for your team?
Our go-to could be two options. We can go, I just found out, or we can go, would you be open and taking a look?
Okay. All right. So one statement, one question. So they got to figure out which one works best for them. All right. Cool.
Correct.
Now, how long have you been in the industry?
I've been in the industry for about 2 years.
Okay. Was it instant success, or kind of failed and found a way?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. It was kind of in, it failed, but then I just stayed the course. I mean, yeah, I kind of, you know, my wife, and let me go ahead and say this, my wife passed away last summer. And I called a person, and it was less than 24 hours. And when I got her on the phone, I just told her, I said, you know, she just passed away, but, you know, I'm ready to just move on. You know, she was sick for a long time, for about 8 years, was bedridden. So I kind of had to step away for a little bit. You know, my goal is to see everyone live a healthier life and not have to be tied down to a bed or anything like that.
Okay. So yeah, that's an amazing, and thank you for sharing that emotional reason to build or to share or to let people know that's incredible. Now, obviously there's some personal development there. Are there other books besides, you know, nothing with my last name that you recommend as well to, you know, are there any like classic books who've always been in personal development? Cause obviously there's a big learning library that you've done to have this output.
Well, right now I've resonated with a focus audio. Another one was How to Prepare Yourself for the Challenges Ahead.
And those are books or audios? You said the second one was a book?
Yeah, one of them was a book.
Okay. I'm going to look it up. Yeah. Well, if we find it, we'll definitely put a link in the podcast episode notes, so that way everyone can share it with. And also saw that in your feed, you do a lot of recognition. Now, is that something that you've just seen leaders do? Is that something you've enjoyed in the past? You know, what is your thoughts on recognition?
I think recognition's a great idea. But another thing I've been focusing on was what Nick Saban always told him, not even look at the outcome, but, and I said this a little bit last night, was focus, process, and inviting. If we can do that, the results will take care of itself.
Okay, yeah. Repeat the three steps there again.
The three steps are focus, process, because you want to process how you're gonna invite people, and then invite. Focus, process, inviting.
Yeah, I'm just saying some people just go straight for the invite and they wonder why it doesn't work. There you go.
You want to focus, you want to process it, and then invite.
Well, what made you decide for the industry, not the company that you're with, but just the industry in a whole? Was it, you kind of mentioned you wanted to go more on the health route as well, but there's a lot of different health companies out there. What made you decide that the industry is the way to go?
The reason I decided the industry is the way to go is because my wife suffered a long time with a disease called lymphedema. And I hate to see anybody go through what she had to go through. And she was 49 years old when she passed away. And I'm 48. And I hated that she could not live the quality of life that most people can live.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason I went into the health industry, for her, not only just for her memory, but I don't want to see anybody else throughout the world or the United States or 200 countries to have to suffer like that.
So how did you find out the industry? I mean, were you searching or did it just kind of happened?
I was kind of searching, but it just fell in my heart to let it happen.
Okay.
Because I saw your dad, you know, he's had your dad, Big Al Schrader, he had success with it. I forgot to mention Randy Steen. I know you're real good friends with Randy Steen, so I wanted to mention him too.
Randy.
He played a big influence too.
Yeah, so I got to reconnect with him. It's been a couple of years. There you go.
I know. He talked a lot about you and your dad.
yeah, good guy.
Of course, Fred and Kim Kaufman as well. I can't forget about them either.
Yeah. Great folks. And I think that's good to have a network that you can trust and bond to and everything else like that. But are there I kind of want to back into the Facebook Lives. Is there any other tips that you recommend people do? Because people say, okay, this is something I can do. It's inexpensive. It's way better than buying leads. It's fast. It's instantaneous. is it all about connection? And obviously you said you don't want to talk about business a lot, which I 100% agree with. Were there any other tips? Is it be yourself? Like, what is the go-to if people want to do Facebook Lives today?
Just be yourself. I mean, don't try to be somebody else.
Yeah, that's true. People will see through
it. All my life.
Cool. And obviously it's working for you, which is awesome. And
yes.
And it's something every single person can do that's listening. Easy.
Absolutely. I mean, I see new people a lot of times getting on there, and some of them were scared to death.
Yeah, worst case, you can delete it.
Right. And worst case, you can delete it like I did yesterday.
Well, I know I've taken up a lot of your time, especially we had some technical difficulties earlier, and I definitely want to have you back on as well. But as always, I have three more bonus questions. Call it the lightning round. Rhett, are you ready?
I'm ready.
What is, if you give yourself a piece of advice, go back 2 years ago, mm-hmm. as you first joined the industry, what advice would you tell yourself?
What I would tell myself is to, it's up to me. It's up to me. Nobody's going to do it for you. You can listen to all the great people that has been in this industry, from Big Al, Keith Schreider, the Curry Russells, but try to be you. That's the main thing. You know, they give you great information, and I will say that. They give you the great information, but it's how you can apply it is the key.
All right, and the third question, something I enjoy. I know, obviously, we want to take care of our health and everything else like that, but every once in a while, we got to live a little. What is your culinary guilty pleasure?
Well, I love steak. We went to a restaurant yesterday. We went to Tokyo yesterday.
Oh, it's like a hibachi type of
hibachi steak. Type, correct.
All right, cool. I'm in. Sounds good. How you getting it cooked?
Oh, I get it medium well.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Cool deal. Well, again, Rhett, thank you so much. I appreciate giving back to the industry, and we'll definitely catch up to you sometime soon.
Oh, you're so very welcome. Thank you for having me on here. I'd love to come on here at any time.
As always, this podcast is free. The most important part is to turn these skills into action. If this episode or any episode will benefit your team, please share it with them. And if you'd like to be the first to find out about upcoming weekly episodes, simply hit the plus, follow, subscribe button. Depends on your podcast platform, but more importantly, looking forward to sharing another episode next week.
Thanks for visiting the Networker Zone. To get awesome networking tips delivered directly to your inbox, or for more information about books, audiobooks, online training, including Zooms and masterclasses, make sure and visit BigAlBooks.com.